going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At MyBookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at MyBookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code Zabe, and get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code Zabe to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag.
Operating Officer Mark Tatum.
Thanks again, Kevin. The fourth pick in the NBA draft goes to the Charlotte Hornets. Picking third will be the Philadelphia 76ers. The second pick will be made by the San Antonio Spurs, and that means that the number one pick in the 2025 NBA draft goes to the Dallas Mavericks.
Rolando Blackman, all smiles, four-time All-Star, celebrating. The Dallas Mavericks had a 1.8% chance to win the number one pick overall in next month's draft. They had never won the lottery. Again, they had the chance to get in the top four at 8.5%, less than 2% to win the number one pick. And it is the fourth lowest all time to win the NBA lottery.
This is the Zabecast. From the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go. And there you have it. The NBA draft lottery is in the books. And I'm not saying the Dallas Mavericks, after trading away their superstar in the middle of the night with no competitive bids whatsoever to the number one most important showcase team the league has for basically nothing, and then getting a really good replacement, a taller, younger, more athletic version of a white superstar who also plays defense. I'm not saying that's fishy. I'm not saying it. Everyone else is saying it on the internet and beyond. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to the Zabecast. Yours truly, El Baldo here. It's a solo run today, and we got a lot to talk about. Some great ideas, some iffy ideas, and a bunch of other stuff that makes you say, huh? That plus kids sometimes order the darndest things on Amazon. Let's get into it. So the NBA draft lottery happened, and the Mavericks won it. They only had a 1.8% chance, but sure enough, they still won it. This is what the league is never going to fully overcome, because it just doesn't feel right. It doesn't look right, doesn't smell right, doesn't walk right, doesn't quack right. It stinks. And I'm not sure the league cares. Because what you have going on is not just the fishiness of the trade to begin with, now coupled with, hey, you know what? This Mavericks team, just not this coming year, because Kyrie is going to be out for almost the entire season. But this Mavericks team, once reassembled, looks like, on paper, could be formidable. If Kyrie comes back and is close to his former self, if Klay Thompson doesn't continue his downward trajectory, if Cooper Flagg is as good as everyone thinks he will be, if Anthony Davis doesn't break, and you throw in Daniel Gafford for rim protection and six fouls, hey, that's a pretty good starting five right there. The memes, though, have been fantastic. People just coming at this thing from multiple angles, including, I always love it when there's a Sopranos reference, like when Pauly got out of jail, that's Nico Harrison right now.
What do you hear? What do you say?
What do you hear? What do you say? Got the number one pick in the NBA draft. I was going to do a long sort of, you know, recap of the my favorite conspiracy theory that I do believe in, which is the 85 draft lottery being rigged in favor of the Knicks to get Patrick Ewing. But I've done it so many times, I'm not sure I need to do it again. You can go ahead and look up any number of people who have recapped this thing on the internet, on YouTube. Bill Simmons made kind of put it into the popular bloodstream, which I don't know if ESPN would allow him to do nowadays. There's a clip of there's a clip of the NBA studio team led by Ol' Windy, the lovely Malika Andrews, Chinne Ogunwole, I believe is that her name, reacting to the news that the Mavericks would be the number one pick. And they erupted as if they had on MFFL t-shirts, Mavs fan for life, as Mark Cuban made as a popular hashtag when he ran the team. It was frankly embarrassing. There's supposedly no cheering in the press box, but if you're a host on a NBA platform, a league broadcast partner that should be, in theory, impartial to all 30 teams, you should not be reacting like that. But, you know, put two women in there, what do you think is going to happen? And Windy went along with it, because there's no gain for Brian Windhorst to be the guy folded arms looking grumpy, or the guy that says this smells like an absolute fixed game. Now, I know, since the lottery in 85, with the bent corner envelope, more on that in a second, there are some people out there who might not have ever heard of. So what is the theory, Zabe, of the 85 lottery and why and how it was rigged? I'll give it to you in a quick second. But the way they do the lottery now is behind closed doors with a representative from every team. They use a ping pong ball hopper that spits out four-digit combinations of random numbers. Each team is assigned a sheet of winning numbers based on the percentage of chance that they have been given based on their finish in the regular season. And there's representatives from every team. No team has ever said, I still think this is fixed. How is this fixed? I suppose it's on the up and up, but there's just way too many. Wow. Like you heard in the bite to start the podcast today, it's the
fourth lowest odds to win the lottery. There's been three other times in which somebody with even slimmer odds in the 1% to 2% range. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. You know that math is not my strong suit. But if a team has a 2% chance to win the lottery, then that should happen two times in theory out of 100 lotteries. So in other words, beyond our lifetime and then some. And even if you then extrapolate it to, hey, that 2% hit four times now in the span of how long has the lottery been going around or been going on? 40 years. To me, the math doesn't seem to be mathing, but somebody who's better at it can let me know. There should not be four times a 2% chance wins. There just shouldn't. But look, the only way to make it really have any trust amongst the public would be to conduct a publicly viewed mechanical lottery of sorts. And even then, I think people would question it. I was trying to think of ways you could do it. Plinko would not be a bad idea. Plinko boards are indeed random. It's gravity and a little disc hitting a nail over and over and over and over again. If it hits just the wrong way, you can drop a bunch of Plinko discs into a proper Plinko board and you will get the absolute correct mathematical dispersion based in like a triangle if you do enough simulations. Of course, it's a matter of the number of times you run it and not just doing it once or twice. And of course, if there was an NBA Plinko board and it did end up delivering the result that everyone suspects the league wants, which is the Mavericks, to get Cooper Flagg to make them whole for doing the league a favor, doing them a solid, trading Luka to LeBron and the Lakers to try to pump them up. Don't worry, we got you. We got a great replacement. My buddy Houston Scotty says that the Dallas fan base is the whitest of all NBA fan bases. I believe Utah has entered the chat. Utah, which had a much better statistical chance and desperately needed a star. Yeah, no, they got nothing. I've seen theories about they shouldn't have a lottery at all. They shouldn't reward the number one pick based on record at all. I remember reading a long article once talking about the draft wheel. And basically the wheel just goes click, 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 click. And so therefore it's your turn to draft 1-1 every 30 years, like clockwork. Well, what if we won the championship? Good for you. You're also picking number one. It would discourage tanking for sure because there's no value in it. But I'm not sure teams would go for that. I also thought maybe you do some sort of contest like the bottom. You don't need as many teams in the lottery now as they have. I would say the bottom four teams. Let's cut it to the bottom four teams and let's take the top five guys on each team from the previous season in terms of minutes played, and let's make sure all of them are under contract to be on the team next year. You line them up, all five of those guys, to shoot two free throws. And the team that makes the most free throws gets the number one pick. You could do it elimination style. You could do one round at a time. Everyone shoots two free throws. Boom, boom. Who's the lowest team on the totem pole? You're out. Round two, you're out. Round three, you're out. And there's the winner right there. It's a collective thing. Cannot be rigged. Rewards the team, you know, the teammates of whoever it is that's, you know, going to come join the team as a number one pick. And it absolves a single person from being the GOAT, although that also would happen because you'd get down to the number one pick and be tied at 12 free throws apiece, and the last one would be some guy and he'd clang. Oh, but it'd be fun, though. Anyway, back to the 85 lottery. So if you watch the YouTube video of it, it's comical how they set it up. They said, okay, we're going to put the logos of each team in a giant envelope. A giant envelope that I don't even know where you would get these envelopes. They were square, probably 12 inches by 12 inches. They looked like the kind of, they were the size of a full-sized record album, which if you're old enough, you know what one of those looks like. If you're young, you might, what is a record album? They put the logos in the envelopes, and then they put the envelopes in a giant clear plastic tumbler to then mix them up. And they even had, as part of the 85 lottery, to give it a bit of a shine or a bit of a sheen of authenticity. And hey, somebody's watching out for any funny business. They brought out an accountant from this firm of Ernst & Winnie. Some guy's name who nobody could figure out or look up where he's from or anything about the minute the thing was over. But he was brought out from Ernst & Winnie. And they put the envelopes in the crystal clear drum, and they take and one at a time, and the first three are gently placed in, and the fourth one, the next one, which they knew was the next one, bam, they knock it against the wall of the drum to make sure that the corner of the very sharp dog-eared envelopes gets bent so slightly. They do a tumble, and then David Stern is the one to pick out the winning envelope. Now, you would think, first of all, tumbling these giant envelopes really didn't mix them very well. And when Stern reaches in to grab the envelope, and of course he can see in there, he's not supposed to look, but you can tell he takes a peek. This after, of course, he let out a huge sigh, like, oh, such high tension. Patrick Ewing is going to be amazing. I wonder if the Knicks will get him. Boy, wouldn't that be great, you know? The league is better when the Knicks are good. Well, David Stern reaches in and then inexplicably takes three envelopes that were on the top and flips them over and grabs the fourth one, which just happened to have the little dog-eared corner from when it was banged into the side of the drum. Lo and behold, next thing you know, Dave DeBuscher, GM of the Knicks at the time, was just exhaling the biggest sigh of relief, and Patrick Ewing was a Knick. Daddy, Daddy, how many championships did they win? They didn't win anything. They made the finals once, and that was only when Ewing got hurt, believe it or not. So funny how that works sometimes, right? I looked at the list of number one number ones. I bet you could win a lot of bar bets right now saying, hey, you know, I saw Dallas win the lottery, then you get Cooper Flagg. Who won the lottery last year? I'll give you $100. I don't know. Is it Atlanta with Zachary Richachet from France? The Spurs won it with Wemby in 2023. He was a bit slow to come on as a rookie, but started to find his groove, and then he got shut down early this year due to a blood clot. The Magic in 2022 took Paolo Banchero. He's an excellent player. Star player. I wouldn't call him a superstar. Cade Cunningham the year before that to the Pistons out of Oklahoma State. I'd say the same thing. Star player, not a superstar. Ant Edwards to the T-Wolves in 2020. I'd say he is now a superstar, but let's see him actually get to, say, the Western Conference Finals first. 2019, Zion Williamson to the Pelicans, fat. 2018, the Suns get DeAndre Ayton, bum. 2017, the Sixers take Markel Fultz, absolutely one of the biggest rubber chicken missed picks ever. The Sixers the year before, remember, trust the process, take Ben Simmons. And he proceeded to be one of the most frustrating NBA players ever. A guy who was good enough to play for a pretty good long while, amass some statistics, be a decent point guard, but couldn't shoot out of his own frickin' shadow. Karl Anthony Towns, 2015, to the T-Wolves. Okay. Andrew Wiggins to the Cavaliers in 2014. Fine. He's a guy. Anthony Bennett to the Cavaliers in 2013. Bastola. So you got the Simmons-Fultz back-to-back won ones, still didn't really lift either team to greatness. Cavaliers back-to-back won ones didn't do the same either. 2012, Anthony Davis to the Hornets, really good player, breaks all the time now. Cavaliers took Kyrie Irving in 2011, sensational player, anti-Semite. John Wall, Wizards, 2010. He was good, but never really got better as a pro and didn't make his teammates better. 2009, Blake Griffin of the Clippers, great dunker, nice guy, didn't win much with him. Derrick Rose to the Bulls, 2008, phenomenal player, superstar, poor guy blew out his knee, and that was that. Then you got Greg Oden to the Blazers, Andrea Bargnani to the Raptors. So you get my point is that, look, these guys, they're not saviors. Patrick Ewing, Tim Duncan are not walking through that door. But there you go. You know, one of the things I love most about Indeed is that it makes hiring so fast. If you are overwhelmed by the hiring process or you've been struggling to get your job post seen on other sites, listen up. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. Your post jumps right to the top of the page for relevant candidates, so you reach exactly who you want faster. And it makes a huge difference, according to Indeed data. Sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. Want to know how fast Indeed really is? In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this podcast will get $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the podcast by saying you heard about it right here on this pod. Indeed.com/Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need. The drive to basketball championships, the grind of raising the cup in hockey. From the court to the ice, today's elite athletes know success depends on having the right team behind them. Same goes for protecting your family's financial future. SelectQuote's licensed agents are your all-star team for finding customized, affordable life insurance that scores big on coverage and savings. SelectQuote has nearly 40 years of experience helping 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage. Other brokers offer one-size-fits-all policies that might cost more and cover less. SelectQuote's agents work for you to tailor the right policy in just 15 minutes. Worried about health conditions? SelectQuote partners with carriers covering high blood pressure, diabetes, and even heart disease. No major health issues, get same-day coverage with no medical exam. Get the right life insurance for you for less at SelectQuote.com/Zabe. That's SelectQuote.com/Zabe today to get started. SelectQuote.com/Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo. SelectQuote, they shop. You save.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at MyBookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to MyBookie.ag.
Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market.
Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules.
you name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE, and get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag. How many lollipops is too many lollipops? Well, if you're an 8-year-old boy and you figured out how to order on Amazon, I'd say 22 cases ought to last me most of the summer. Holly LaFavor said she tried stopping her 8-year-old son Liam's Amazon order, which came for about 70,000 dumb suckers before the treats arrived, but it was simply too late. The 22 cases got piled up right in front of her suburban home, and it was the talk of social media. Of course, the boxes weren't even put into Amazon brown boxes. They were in the Dum Dums boxes themselves. Now, the kid didn't really try to order 70,000 of them. He just tried to order some, but he didn't understand the concept of ordering in bulk. The woman said, when I saw what the number was, I just about fainted. It was a $4,000 order. Her bank is also waiving the fees. Amazon would refund them, which is good because they're not, you know, used lollipops. You'd probably return them. Hey. I just love it that a kid got online and said, oh, look at this. I just won a contest for Dum Dums. How many Dum Dums? I would love to know how long would it take for a kid to go through 70,000 of them. How many per day? You could probably suck one an hour. You're awake for 16 hours a day. He's doing math again. Okay, I should stop with the math. My favorite Dum Dum flavor, butterscotch. Oh, baby, love the butterscotch. This might be a good idea, although I'm skeptical. President Trump on Monday signed an executive order aimed at cutting the cost of prescription drugs in America. Americans pay a lot more for prescription drugs than any other Western country in the world. In fact, any other country in the world, period. Of course, Trump doesn't really have firm legal authority to make drug companies slash your costs, but they do have the power of the purse, and so the Trump administration is threatening to reduce what the government will reimburse for certain drugs, which would certainly hit some of these big drug makers where it hurts. I have a brother who is a very excellent food and drug lawyer. I have over the years read some articles explaining how and why drug prices in the U.S. are as expensive as they are. I'm on a drug, Enbrel, for my rheumatoid arthritis that, and this is fascinating to me, I don't even understand how this works, but it's covered as part of my health insurance with iHeart, which is great, because without it, the 4 injectable doses, 1 per week that I take, some people have it so bad they take 2 a week, but the 4 injectable doses cost $5,000 a month. And that is on my insurance plan. If I had no insurance, I think it would be something insane like $16,000, which nobody could afford, nobody would even bother to afford. They would put up with the crippling arthritis instead of that. But it's weird because so it's $5,000 a month. However, I can apply for the Amgen copay assistance program that will pay for my copay and it'll bring the cost of the medication down to, get this, you ready? Zero. And they're like, yeah, no, we're just doing this. We know it's an expensive drug, but we're doing this out of the goodness of our heart. Do you need help? Because I believe the copay for my $5,000 that would normally be on my insurance is $1,200 a month. I mean, seriously. But there's this copay pay program you have to sign up for, and they don't really get into the weeds about, well, can you really afford it and show us your bank statements? They're just like, jump through this hoop, jump through that hoop. Okay, good. Now you're qualified. Boom. Done. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me. I know there's complications about patent laws and generics and, you know,
drug companies that make their money sometimes in the U.S. and they give their drugs for a lot cheaper to other countries. There's re-importing of drugs through the U.S. and back to another country, like a little U-turn action to make them cheaper. If you think you've got a good handle on exactly why and how, and I know you're going to say, well, they got good lobbyists and they're greedy. Okay. I don't dismiss greed and I don't dismiss lobbying, but it is a complicated system. Am I defending it as being just? No. But you do know that U.S.-based pharmaceutical companies make by far the most drugs that work, that are miracle drugs for people with various afflictions. I know that Enbrel, which is a part of a category of biologics, have been game changers for those of us with various forms of autoimmune arthritis. Whereas by now, my hands would have been curling up into a gnarled witch's claw. And I couldn't play golf, and I'd probably have the yips. You already do have the yips. Okay, that's fine. But yeah, it seems like, okay, if you could just say executive order, make them cheaper. Why didn't every president do that? Why doesn't every president from Democrat to Republican in between, every time they get into office, go, okay, I'm going to hit the old lower drug prices again button. Boom, there it goes. If only it were that simple, I guess, is the answer. Meanwhile, there's an idea that finally has come about. And this was great to see because I have personal experience with this unbelievably stupid thing that was forced onto car owners about 20 years ago now, I believe. The auto on-off button when you're stopped at a stoplight has been revoked. The EPA, now headed up by this guy Lee Zeldin, said the start-stop technology that is now mandated in all cars, where your car dies at every red light so companies can get a climate participation trophy. Yes. The EPA approved it, said Zeldin, who is the new commissioner, and everyone hates it, so we're fixing it. Amen. Not just getting rid of it, but dunking on it with sarcasm is beautiful as well. A climate participation trophy. People calculated. First of all, you can, as I think everyone knows, right? This button, everyone that has a car that was made in the last 20 years or thereabouts, or 10 years at least, knows what I'm talking about. Oh, you can disable it, but you have to do it every time you get in the car. You have to remember. Sure, there's a button right there, but it's just a pain in the ass. You have to hit the button. Stupid. And in theory, yeah, it saves gas when you're idling at a long red light. But it's also dangerous, and it also, I'm convinced, fucks up your car and your engine and your starter. This happened to my wife in her Honda Pilot. She had the thing fail on her while she was on a exit ramp off of the Dulles Toll Road. Very inconvenient spot. It was a good hour away from where we live. It was during a holiday weekend. It was a pain in the ass to go get her. Had to get the car towed. Took it in. Turns out the starter was shot, had to replace the starter with a refurbished starter because I didn't want to pay the full price to the dealer for a brand new one. That was still like $1,500. And then I find out that, oh, a recall has come out about the starter based on this, but your car has too many miles, so it's not eligible. So I couldn't get the money back. Sure enough, it fails again, and we have to get it fixed again. Anyway, thank God for that. Goodbye. Die a horrible death. Burn in hell. The auto stop start button. Awkward car rides. Imagine being in the car with one Jordan Hudson after her performance? After her competing in? After her showing in the Miss Maine USA pageant. Old Jordan Hudson, Bill Belichick's muse, that's the fancy word for way too young, buddy. She finished third in Miss Maine. Now look, it's not terrible. Could be better, though. She finished second last year. Imagine this woman finishing one spot lower after she's been on this run, getting Bill this job, or not getting him the job, but watching me get the job at North Carolina, her being given the reins to the social media, her prancing around her in spring practice like the balls biatch that she is, $8 million in properties, and she's going the wrong way in Miss Maine. It's Miss Maine. It's not Miss Florida. It's not Miss Texas. I'm not saying there's not beautiful women in Maine. There are beautiful women in all states, but come on. Dateline College Sports. I had to check this story multiple times to make sure, is this a complete spoof article? Is this the Onion? Ready for this? I hope you're sitting down. Report, NCAA considers lifting ban on pro sports betting by players and coaches. What? Pro Football Talk and Mike Florio writes, at a time when plenty of NCAA rules have fallen, another one could be going. Pat 40 of SI.com reports that momentum is building toward the NCAA lifting its ban on gambling on professional sports by its collegiate players and coaches. The Division I Board of Directors took initial steps in that direction last month. I understand in theory why. It's because it was getting harder and harder to police. You had a bunch of Iowa players get nabbed for this, or was it Iowa State, one of the two. And they had, of course, FanDuel or DraftKings accounts set up in their mom's name. And they were firing in low-dollar parlays and bets on pro games and everything else. And there might have been some college games in there as well. And it got to be such an enforcement thing. I think the NCAA is like worried, going, I don't know how we're going to police this. So maybe we need to retreat and just say, we'll only investigate or we'll only sanction you if you're betting on college sports. Well, you know, when you're sliding down a slippery slope like this, you don't hang on to the gutter like Clark Griswold. You go all the way off the roof and straight down to the ground. The next stop will be, well, we're not going to punish you if you bet on other college sports as long as it's not the sport you play. So if you're a football player, you want to bet hoops, that's fine. We're not going to police it. And then it'll be, well, if you're a football player and you want to bet college football, it's not great that you're also playing college football, but as long as you don't bet on your league, then you're okay. As long as you don't bet on your team, as long as you don't bet on your team while you're starting, like, that's where it's going to end up. But it's just bonkers to me to think that this is something the NCAA is actually considering. I'm not sure how to feel about this story. On the one hand, many people are going to go, sweet, that's awesome. I can't wait to hear what he says. Part of me says, oh, man, I was enjoying the fact that he was rarely seen or heard from following his legendary career. Michael Jordan will join NBC next year as a special contributor to their NBA coverage. The icon and Hall of Famer says he's excited for the opportunity. The NBA on NBC was a meaningful part of my career, and I'm excited about being a special contributor to the project. I'm looking forward to seeing you all when the NBA on NBC launches this October. No sign of, like, what he's going to do, but one thing I loved, other than what we saw of him in Last Dance, is that Jordan did what he did and then went off to go live the rest of his life. Went off to go play golf, smoke cigars, get married to an absolute Cuban dime of a second wife, and to basically live his best life. He didn't need to weigh in on the NBA or this player or that player or anything else. He didn't need to start a podcast. He didn't need to go on All the Smoke and get in debates with younger players about the way the league is. Even when certain guys like Shannon Sharp and others are getting upwards of 80, 90 million for podcast deals, do you have any idea how much money Jordan makes per year just on the Jordan brand as part of Nike? Let me see if I can find this for you. What does Michael Jordan make in Nike royalties, I believe it would be? There you go. I know, I'm Googling on the podcast, Googling on the air. I should really prepare this. Oh, yeah. Jordan makes an estimated $150 to $330 million annually. in royalties from his Nike partnership. So whatever he's being paid by NBC to contribute in whatever ways that he will, it sure as hell ain't for the money. And so you might say, well, why do you care? Like, why is it a bad thing to hear from Jordan? Because I think it's cool we don't hear from him. Because we don't need to hear from him. Because here's the problem. Once you put a guy on TV, even a guy as great as Jordan, who might not give up about saying whatever, he's going to feel the need for having a take every now and then. You know, like Jim Rome says, have a take, don't suck. Once you're on the air, they expect you to have some takes. Once you have some takes, then people are going to come at your takes, and they're going to start arguing with you. And you know what? Jordan's impressions or thoughts about the modern NBA as it currently stands may or may not be on point, may or may not be informed. I don't care. But I don't want anyone arguing with him. This is Jordan here, okay? You just look at him and say, thank you for all that you did when the league was at its absolute zenith and was must-see TV. We'll see how that goes. Finally, I was yesterday years old, let's put it that way, when I learned about this whip rule in horse racing. Whip. Yes, I'll have a cool whip, please. A cool whip. Kentucky Derby winner and jockey Junior Alvarado, who rode Serenity to victory, Serenity. He has been fined $62,000 and suspended for 2 days for using his whip too many times. I had no idea there was a limit. I thought the whole thing was, and he's going to the whip. Whap, 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 whap. Apparently, you can only whip the horse now in thoroughbred racing in the United States 6 times during a race. And he did it 8 times. He says, afterwards, when the extra whip happened, I was right next to the favorite. I needed to do what I needed to do at the time. After watching a replay, I saw it went over, but I had no time to think about that in the moment. I just wanted to win the biggest race in America. Imagine having a count. Apparently, if you go over 10, you're disqualified. So there you go. I had no idea this was the case. Of course, when Quagmire pays for his whipping, oh, he doesn't want any limit. Giggity, giggity. I know it's mean to the horse, and there are some jurisdictions in which you can only whip the horse backhanded. There are some jurisdictions where you can't do it more than, I think, even fewer times than that. I don't know if there's any proof about whether it makes the horse ego faster. They have banned over the years things like angled spurs. They could also jolt the horse with a quick adrenaline rush of pain. But the whole notion of just going to the whip down the stretch over and over and over again, not the case. Next thing you know, they're going to say you can't smoke in doctor's offices and waiting rooms and while doing surgery like they once did. Did they once smoke in surgeons' rooms? Probably not in operating rooms, but something close. Next thing you know, you're not going to let kids ride in the back seat of a station wagon, unbuckled, literally 1 foot from the glass, looking backwards at cars that could rear end them at any time. Next thing you're going to tell me that, okay, there's a lot of things in life that we're kind of dumb about and we should have been better, but now we are. And that includes horse racing. So there you go. Congratulations to John Wheeler of Omaha, Nebraska. He was our winner of the Skosh window mount giveaway. Skosh, your number one mount in America. They make good stuff, all kinds of great products. Go to skosh.com, skosche.com. But he won the prize for correctly answering the 4 trivia questions that I sprinkled throughout the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And many of you also chimed in. I probably got 3 dozen people chiming in very early on Friday morning. Old John Wheeler got the answer within 20 minutes of the podcast being posted. So to one of the Pewaukee Mafia guys, Patrick, who said, I'm not doing all that work for a window mount, for a phone mount. Come on. I'm like, well, somebody will do the work, and it won't be work because they really are super P1s. Now, I'm thinking about doing another giveaway because I've got a couple other wonderful products from Skosh. But I'm trying to figure out a way to do it so that it's not just whoever is sitting there squatting on the podcast being dropped at 10 p.m. on Thursday night. Maybe I do a cutoff of, say, 7 a.m. Eastern time Friday morning so you had a chance to wake up, listen to the pod, listen to the questions, and then I'll put all of the correct entries. Oh, I know, I could put them into envelopes and put them into a drum that's clear, and I could tumble it around, and I could make sure to reach in, but don't look. Nah, it's too much work. I'll figure out a way to do it, but thank you for those who played and gave it a shot. Most of you got the answers right, which tells me you're listening, and I like that. And congrats to John Wheeler of Omaha, who got it right out of the gate. Thanks for listening. Have a great Tuesday, everybody, and we will see you next time.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at my bookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, mybookie. Mybookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code Zabe. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code Zabe to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag.